Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Schwenk Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Schwenk grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Schwenk grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Schwenk grill. Welcome to the Fun and Gains podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the gains begin. Hey, hey guys, welcome back to the Fun and Gains podcast. It's another Wednesday, our favorite day of the week, and I am so happy to be here with you today. I hope everybody's having a really good day. How's everybody feeling right now? I'm feeling pretty good. I've got some great updates for you at the end of this episode. Funny thing is, Paige Johnston and I, she lives across the border in Canada, but she's about 45 minutes, maybe 15 minutes away. She came to our gym. We did a cute like Galentine's Day workout for socials, and then we were like, oh, we'll do the podcast. Well, we were chatting and catching up so long, we did not give ourselves enough time to properly finish this whole episode of the podcast. So we've got a good 30 minutes with Paige, but then I'm going to actually just take it solo because we both had to part ways and finish out this episode with just a couple more questions that I really wanted to get into, especially when it comes to updates on life. So stay tuned for that at the end of the episode. If you haven't heard your questions answered between Paige and I, listen to the whole thing through. I'm so excited. It's always so fun to get together with Paige and just have some good gym girl chat, talking about things healthy, lifestyle, fitness. So thank you all for writing in your questions and anything that you wanted us to talk about on today's podcast episode. I really wish we had enough time to go through every single person's response, but we tried to pick the most repetitive ones that popped up 2 to 3 to 4 times. That way we are kind of answering a ton of your questions all at once. So today's episode is very special. We're so excited to welcome Paige back to the podcast. I do typically start with a fun and gain segment of the week, but I'm going to put that in on my little tidbit further on into the episode because it does have to do with very exciting news about my health. So again, listen to this whole episode. I hope you all are having an amazing day. And without further ado, let's hop into the podcast and welcome Paige. All right, you guys, we're here with Paige Johnston.
Hello.
I'm excited, you guys. So she comes all the way from Canada to my gym again. And I was like, it would be fun to include you on a short little snippet of the podcast. And honestly, we just got to chatting so long, the time got away from us. We've got about 20 minutes left. We're going to try to quick fire some of these answers, and it's going to be so good. But how are you, Paige? Welcome back.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here again. Honestly, coming to Bridge Gym is like my favorite thing ever. Just cross the border, a quick little drive over, and I'm here. And I'm excited to be back and answer some of these gym girly questions.
Yeah, I'm going to be sad when we move.
I'm
going to miss this.
I've told James 100 times, like, what am I going to do when Brent leaves?
Oh, I know.
So sad.
Yeah, it's been really fun to be able to get together so often, though, honestly.
100%. I only have to drive, like, it's like 30 minutes. It's like so easy to get here.
Oh, really?
That's once you're across the border.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like 15 minutes to the border. Maybe you wait there for like 15 minutes, but like it's 30 minutes from the border.
Ah, that's actually pretty good then.
I know, right?
Oh, well, good. That makes me so happy.
These last few months, we're going to be crushing out so many workouts.
I know. Let's do it. It was fun. We had a little Galentine's gym girl date today. So
it was great.
It's always so fun. Jumping into your guys' questions, we're going to be starting off with answering questions about workout splits. Paige, what's your current workout split?
So currently I'm on a 4-day strength training split. So I go quads and glutes to start the week because I am not a lower body girly. So I got to get it in early in the week or I'm neglecting it. And then I go into a push workout. And then my third workout is hamstrings and glutes. And my fourth workout for the week is a pull day.
Love that.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm also hitting like 8,000 to 10,000 steps a day. Sometimes I throw in like a fun spin class or like Pilates or just like something once a week. But for sure, my 4 strength training days. How about you?
I love that. I feel like mine changes and has changed so much recently. Like this past month, I did the advanced program on my app. So that's 2 upper body days and 2 lower body days. So the first day is more quad focused, always like focusing on squats, and then a pull day, and then a push day, and then a like hamstrings and glutes day.
Love that.
I always like to have the 2 upper body days in between.
Honestly.
To have my legs heal just a little bit more.
True. Honestly, I might need to take that into consideration because I get to my second leg day. I'm like, RIP, my legs are still sore.
Yeah. No, I have to have quite a big break for those two. And also I've been doing cardio. So I've actually been going a 5th day to incorporate cardio and it feels so good.
I love that.
Everybody's in their like running era, their marathon era. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know.
I want to get into that. So I was just, you know, slowly trying to get there.
Yeah, I feel you. It's so hard during the cardio sesh, but then when you're done, it feels so good. Like so good. I'm like, I just did something hard today and I feel really good about it.
Yeah, it's so true. And I actually did my first Pilates class yesterday.
How did you like it?
It was not what I was expecting.
Oh, okay. Like elaborate. What do you mean?
I don't know what I thought Pilates would be, but it wasn't what the class was. Like,
okay,
have you taken Pilates class?
Yes, I've done 2 separate Pilates classes.
Okay, so like if you do a mat Pilates class, what? Maybe I just went in with the wrong impression of what it was. What is it for
I've
you?
Done reformer, so.
You've only done reformer?
Yes.
Okay, see, I think maybe that also was kind of like what was in my mind. Of course, I knew it was mat Pilates and I'd done Pilates before like a Gymshark event with Matt, but I don't know.
What was it?
It was just like.
Like yoga?
Not even yoga. No, it wasn't yoga.
Like HIIT?
No, it wasn't HIIT. It was.
Stretching?
A little bit of stretching and like some planks and.
So was
like,
it for you or no?
I would say no.
Okay, fair. Britt is not going back.
But I have been wanting to be a Pilates girl. I just am so confused by it because it was like a lot of, is it shoulders and core? Is that what it's supposed to be like?
I think it's supposed to be like full body. Like the reformer one I did, I think each class, the instructor can like emphasize a certain muscle group, but it was more so full body. But it's like either time under tension or like high reps, low weight is kind of what I've gathered. Could be wrong, but that's what I've experienced.
Yeah, I think I need to I haven't ruled it out.
Yeah.
It was just not what I was expecting. Like I thought it was like flex, like a mix of like yoga with bar is maybe what I was expecting.
Fair, I can see that.
But yeah, I don't know. Threw me for a loop.
Okay. Shoot. Don't give up.
I'm not going to. It was a great class. Like it was great, but I was not what I was expecting.
That's fair. So,
yeah.
I feel
it's fun to throw in classes.
It is.
I love yoga though. Like I love vinyasa yoga. It's one of my favorites.
Fair. I need to, I'm just like not very flexible. So I get frustrated in yoga classes a lot, but that's not a reason I shouldn't do it. Like it probably means I need to do it.
Yeah.
I should become more flexible, but It'll help me in my lifts. I'm sure yoga really helps you in your lifts too.
Yeah, I love yoga. So maybe I'm just more of a yoga girl.
Yeah. Don't yoga. Have to be something you're not.
Yeah.
I'm more of a spin girly. I love
spin. Oh, I love spin. I love spin.
I swear my soul cycles when I'm spinning. Like,
Do they like turn up when you do it? Like, do they have the best music and you just feel like you're bumping? Oh, you're like, I'm in a freaking club right now.
I am in a club. Yeah. I am high on life. Like, spin is great. I feel like I can, like, you're trying to catch the beat. You're going as fast as you can. Like,
okay. So maybe Pilates really just isn't for me, which is fine. It was totally fair. Fine.
But
I'll give it another try. But cycle, passionate about. Yoga, passionate about.
Okay. I need to give yoga another try.
Lifting, passionate about. Running, cardio, sprinting, passionate about.
Then Pilates isn't for you. It's okay.
I do want to try reformer.
Yeah. I've never tried mat, so it's hard for me to relate. But I liked reformer. It's just not something I would do weekly.
Yeah.
Maybe once a month. You know?
Why is that? I need to look into like what the actual purpose of Pilates is. Is it like a shoulder core type? I just don't know. I don't understand.
I just always hear long and lean, long and lean. Okay. I don't know, like stretching and I think it's low weight, high reps always.
Okay.
Or like long durations of time under tension.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fascinating to me. That's not me knocking Pilates.
No, everybody. No. Absolutely. I wish I was a Pilates girly. I wish I was there every other day.
But I think that's what's cool is you got to try it out. And sometimes things work and you just click and you love it, or maybe not.
100%.
But I'm going to give it a couple more goes just to make sure. And I've never closed off book.
Yeah. And now that you're expecting, you know what to expect. I think maybe it could be different, you know?
Yeah.
That might have thrown you for a loop.
It really did. I was like, what is happening? I was in there like, what is going on? What am I doing right now? I was like not expecting this.
Am I registered in the right class? Did I show up to the right class?
Yeah, I was so confused. Oh, that was crazy. Okay, another question. There's a couple questions about like gym playlists. What kind of music do you listen to in the gym? So I'd love to know.
I am a weirdo and I listen to podcasts.
Oh, I feel like that's not too weird.
I feel like every time someone, like especially James, will come over to me and he's like ready to hear my hype song, and I put my headphones in his ears and it's literally a podcast. It's
Joe Rogan.
Like, how are you getting hype from this? I'm like, I don't know. It's just like my time to like learn something, or like, I don't know. I have a hard time sitting at home just like listening to a podcast, and like 4 times a week for an hour, I can listen to a podcast, which is like meet my meet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's definitely not the most hype. Like the beat's not dropping and like, you know, you're getting amped up from your favorite artist, but you can listen to your favorite people.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah. And just be like casually laughing if it's a funny one. Right. People probably think I'm crazy right now, just laughing.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Literally, people are like, what are you doing?
Okay. Well, what podcast do you like to listen to then?
I love to listen to this one called Fun Games. Pretty Lefton's a pretty good host. I like that. I listen to your podcast. I also listen to Damn Strong, which is my friend Bree, her podcast, which is good. The Billion Dollar Babe, I've been listening to her. I think that's her name. She's like a mindset girly. I love Cheers by Avery Woods. I just like, you know what's weird about me is a topic I've been thinking about, I will type in the topic.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Like if I'm like, ooh, I heard this word I don't know about, or like, ooh, I heard someone talk about this like mindset piece, or like, I don't know, like a topic, I'll type the topic in. Or if I want, like, this guy I've recently come in contact with, his name's Charlie Rocket, I've recently typed his name in and like listened to podcasts he's been in, just because his story is super motivating. So I just think it's not like a hardcore one podcast, more so like topics.
That's kind of cool though, getting your fill for
different things. Yeah, and like it's like my way to learn something new, I guess.
Always bettering yourself. Yeah, we love that.
Okay, what's your playlist Star. Of choice?
I don't know. It's such a mix.
I feel like hard rap girly.
I do love rap. I have always loved rap. I like hip hop. Sometimes I really like some good soul.
Fair.
Sometimes I like a girly girl movie, so like, or girly girl songs. So, you know, like Tate McRae, always love her. Love Nicki's new album. That's what's on.
Five, yeah.
Yeah, Nicki's Pink Friday too. Pink Friday was my anthem when I was a young girl. So it's
a little throwback for you.
It was a throw, not a young girl. I was an old teenager. I don't know what I'm talking about, but that definitely was. Yeah, that's
That's kind of what's on my playlist right now.
Ooh. Okay, so there's two different ones. Can you do a day in the life of your eating habits?
Ooh.
It's a good one.
That's a good one. Okay.
You want me to start?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel like a lot of people, if you watch my What I Eat in a Day videos or even on my Instagram stories, I pretty much am a creature of habit and like to have the same kind of foods. I'm right now into steel cut oatmeal because it's a little bit more grittier. Not grittier. That's not the right word.
I know. I love that.
That is not the right word.
It's not the right word, but it's the right feeling. I felt what you meant by that.
Yeah. It has more texture. So it's not like as mushy. I don't know. I'm into steel cut oats right now, and Trader Joe's has great like frozen ones, and I just have that with strawberries. I love their steel cut oats. And then I have like a tomato, spinach, one egg, and a bunch of egg whites, like breakfast scramble with some fresh basil. That has been my go-to for like a month now. That is what I always have for breakfast. I love to eat breakfast. I think it's really important, and I like to have a good amount of protein in that meal. And then I've been really into my ramen bowls or like my noodle bowls. I don't want to call them ramen because it's like a mix of like ramen and pho, and it's like,
true.
I don't want to like insult anybody, but yeah, it's so freaking good. I make that so much. And I always like to have, like, I will cook extras for dinner to have for leftovers for lunch. I don't know if you do the same.
Exactly the same. Whatever I'm having for dinner, I make two portions.
So I can have lunch. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's so, you already know what you're eating.
Yeah.
It's delicious. And you don't have to cook it. You just heat it up.
Exactly.
I am 100. And I'm not a meal prep girly because I cannot eat the same thing 5 days in a row. Also, the thought of eating it 5 days ago, I don't know, something weirds me out about it.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on like the night before, whatever I'm making, I might as well just make a second.
Yeah, I like that. I also really like Kodiak for like waffles.
Waffles,
yeah. Is it Kodak or Kodiak? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, those that.
I love honey hot chicken. That's one of my other favorite recipes. Ooh. I've been making. So into that. Yogurts is always a habit. Like, that's a good snack. Pistachios. I literally love pistachios.
I can't
so
stop
much.
Once I start, though.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Love pistachios. Even smoothies I've been making again so I can have more spinach. My digestion system is just not good since having surgery. So I need to have, like, lots of help.
We need to get things going again.
Yeah. And it'll be good. And then it'll just be really, really bad. Like, yeah, it's fine. That's part of life. So, like, spinach in the smoothies. And then I normally just do like strawberries, pineapple, mango, or like a little banana with some Greek yogurt for protein too. I kind of like have the same structure of what I eat, but I'll mix it up a tiny bit here and there. So it's not always the same, but like a different flavor smoothie or like different flavored yogurt, different dinners and lunches, obviously those recipes. But I feel like breakfast is pretty standard. I'll have that, or I'll have like sourdough with eggs or a little avocado.
Oh, I love that.
Habits. I don't know if that, I guess, yeah. I talked more about meals, not as much about habits, but I eat.
Yeah. I think you mentioned some habits, like a habit that I do that you had mentioned was getting protein in early, like in breakfast. Yeah. I think that's so important. Like, so many people don't think about protein till they get to dinner and then they're like, oh, I've only had 40 grams of protein today.
Yeah.
But if you prioritize it early, then yeah, like every meal, just like prioritizing protein, then
yeah.
You don't really have to think about it as much, yeah. I feel.
And like trying to start with fruits and vegetables too, like prioritizing those. I love when I just put spinach and tomatoes in my eggs. Love that. I'm like, great, I've already had vegetables this morning. That makes me feel so much better already.
Yeah, I love that. I'm kind of, I'm in a deficit right now. So for me, in my meals when I'm in a deficit or when I'm doing a cut are like very repetitive. When outside of a deficit, they're not. I just like don't want to have to think about it in a deficit. So right now I've been having, I love egg white omelets. Been vibing with those. Love a good sweet potato on the side. I like to throw it in. Big Mac bowls. Like, that's good. I'm a bowl person. Like, I'm a high volume. Like, I want a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if like whatever my meal could be, I just like throw it in a bowl, like in a salad or like with cauliflower rice, half rice or like noodles. Like, yeah, I'm big into the bowls. I'm also a snacker. Like, I'm a three meal, two snack kind of gal.
Yeah, same.
I am a, love my snacks. For snacks, what do I like? Oh, Drizzlicious. Oh my God.
Are those like chip cracker like, things?
So they're rice cakes.
I always see you post them.
Yes. You need to go to Meijer or Costco and get them.
Okay.
I'm a sweet girly. Like, after I eat dinner, lunch not so much, but after I eat dinner, I want something sweet in my mouth. I'm just that person. Drizzalicious are so good. They come in so many flavors. There's like s'mores, birthday cake, cinnamon, salted caramel, cookies and cream. My favorite's birthday cake. They're like, imagine a rice cake, but they're minis. And then they have like icing all over
them.
They're so good. And the snack packs are great. I feel so satisfied after one, you know, it's just like
hits the spot.
Yeah. You got to try.
Okay.
Other habits. I'm trying to think of habits. Yeah. Getting in fruits and vegetables. That's always important. Oh, I don't know if this is an eating habit or more. Yeah. It's an eating habit. I grew up always hearing like, finish your plate or you don't get dessert. Mm-hmm. Finish. Like, don't throw away things. Don't be wasteful. And that forced me to like push past every single hunger cue that my body ever told me. So now like it's been a 2023 thing, but like carrying it in 2024 is like simple things like setting down your fork in between bites, like just like finishing what's in your mouth before putting in your next bite and really being like, I used to think I had to finish every single thing on my plate, even though I was full.
Yeah.
Like, come back to it. Or if you don't want it, box it up and have it later. Like, I used to push past every single hunger cue just to finish my plate. So it's like a healthy, like, eating habit, like, I don't know, mindful eating tip that I've just been, like, really trying to focus on because, yeah, I was avoiding my hunger cues, which is not good.
Yeah, I agree on that habit. If I'm starting to feel full, or if like subconsciously I'll be done, I'll put my fork down and like push my plate away. I'm not even registering that I'm doing that, but I have to realize, oh, that's a sign that I'm actually full.
Yes.
Like subconsciously my body is telling me I'm full. Like understand that. Cause yeah. I like go back in and feel like I need, I'm like, wait, no, my body, I didn't even think about doing that. That had already happened. Like I pushed it toward the sink already. And then I'm like, no, like.
And then you're pulling it back and eating more. I know, yeah, it's so true. That. Our body's telling us so many things and we're like, avoid.
Yeah. But it's hard from when you're a kid, if those things are ingrained in you or how different. I think that's why habits are so cool, is because we can break them and form 100%. New habits and figure out that there's better ways to do things. And it's going to take time to be able to learn those new habits that we want, but we're not bound by anything. We can at any time
switch it up,
make new habits, switch it up and change our life however we want.
100%. It all starts with a habit. It goes, your habits make your routine makes your lifestyle. So it's like, if you're not happy with your lifestyle, don't just go, like, you then got to go, okay, my routine will win. Within my routine is my habits. So it literally starts with the habit.
Yeah, because that's what you're doing every day.
It's the smallest thing.
Yep.
And it takes effort to change it, but like, you can literally change any habit you want today, right now. You just have to make the active choice to do it.
And it's tough.
Oh, it is. Change your habits. Like, you resort back to old habits. Like that saying, it's for a reason. You always resort back to old habits. It's comfort. It's familiarity. It's like you have to actively choose a new habit. Mm-hmm. But then it becomes your
new normal.
Like, a new normal. Yeah. Your new routine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so fascinating.
It is. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit.
Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you into the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere. And it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much. I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try
try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a Glow and Go facial set and then a Golden Glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to oseamalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off. Next one is going to be, what are you most excited for this year? What are some of your goals?
Oh, I'm a goals girly. I love this one. Okay, I'll start. Big goal for me this year is to go to Africa with James. James and I have been dating for 10 years, or like been together for 10 years in October. And Africa has always like speak to my soul. Like I've always wanted to do it. And like recently, like in the past year, I've like come into contact with people who are like, oh, I just went to Africa, or oh, I lived in Africa, or, and it like re-sparked this like passion in my soul to go to Africa. So we want to go for like 3 weeks, hopefully do like a week of like all volunteer and then do like safari and like maybe go to Cape Town. And yeah, that's a big like lifestyle goal for me.
That's so cool,
right? I'm just like, I don't know what it is about Africa. I'm just like so I love drawn that. To it. Yeah. What about you? What's like a big goal for you?
I think feeling healthy again.
True. Absolutely.
Just like being okay again is a huge goal, and getting to a point where I can just feel, I feel like I am a lot more like myself now, but now as we're coming to the close of like the past 3 years of Darian in school, I'm realizing like how long I've been in survival mode, and I'm just very excited to live once again. So once he's graduated and we make the move, I just think things are going to be
great.
I'm so excited. So I think enjoying life is really just a big goal. Like that's just what I want out of this year is to, I know that's so broad and vague, but that's all I can.
No, your
that's
goal's
literally
your goal.
All I want in life yeah. is just feel better and like to be happy.
Yeah, that's true. No,
that's
I love
so
that.
So dumb.
No, it's not. Absolutely, it's not. No goal is dumb. I think it's like so cool that it's so broad because it can be, you can achieve it in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Like your move, your family, your friends, your the events you go to. Like there'll be so many little pieces to that puzzle, which is cool.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, I know people probably want specifics.
Yeah, another specific
Have a good move. Find a great neighborhood we like. Have, you know, Vinny make some new friends. Us make some new friends. I think there's so much that I can't even, like, really think about this year because all I'm thinking about is just, like, moving.
Moving, 100%. I think you're
having a good move and feeling established and, like, starting a new fun life and
and you'll set new goals when you get there because you'll be like,
that's
whoa.
That's what I'm thinking. It's
I think
like,
your whole world will change.
I think it is. And it's, I mean, it's something where we've thought, oh, do we want to start a gym there? But like, we'll just kind of see what's going on.
You'll know when you get there.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay. Last question is going to be thoughts on people being obsessed with their Apple Watch and having to close their rings.
My goodness. This was me. This was literally me. And last year, so let me back up. I got my watch. I still had a Series 1, people. That thing lasted. I had a Series 1 until last year. I don't know what they did to this thing, but it lasted like 7 years. It was crazy. I got it so long ago, like in 2018 maybe, or 2019.
Yeah.
And it's when I first started my fitness journey. So that was like my accountability almost. So because of that, I was so attached to this thing. Like I remember running laps around the house just to close the ring. Or like if I forgot my watch on my charger and then I went and did a workout, I felt like I literally didn't do one. Like how crazy is that? Like first of all, guys, just so you know, the Apple Watch calories are not even accurate. Like the accuracy, I don't even know a percentage to give you, but it's like it's less than 50% accurate. So it's like you're putting your value into something that's not even accurate. And my watch broke, which was a blessing. At the time I was like, oh no, I need another one. And James knew how obsessed I was and he was like, is this a good idea? And I'm like, okay. I will go 6 months without my Apple Watch. And if at the 6-month mark, I miss it still, then I'll get another one. And at that time, I did actually miss it. Now I've switched to the Oura Ring, which is kind of like a full circle. But at the 6 month mark, I was like, okay, I actually missed it. I missed seeing my steps. Like, that was a big one for me, because like carrying my iPhone, I don't carry my phone around all the time, so I don't know what my steps are. So it was a big one. So I got it, but my thing was, I cannot track a workout on it. That was my thing, my rule. You can get it to track your steps, to get your notifications, whatever, but you cannot track a workout. And I literally did not track a workout. And to be honest, that's why I switched to the Oura Ring, because it's more like wellness rather than fitness.
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of the direction of just my life I want to go in. I don't want to live like a fitness lifestyle. I just want to live like a healthy wellness lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I think the Oura Ring kind of supported that mindset more than the Apple Watch did. But I was so obsessed, like so obsessed. I would drive home from the gym to get this watch just to show myself that I actually did a workout to hit record. It was ridiculous. It was crazy.
Why do I feel like it was definitely an era?
It was.
Because I
feel like it was.
I think it was, because I know I had my watch, and I remember the first like two or three times I didn't have it to record a workout. And I remember even thinking like, oh, it didn't count. And I made like even a video joking about it. Like, oh, you get to the gym and you realize you don't have your watch, the workout doesn't count. And I knew I was living in Michigan, so it was probably like 2 years ago.
I think that was when the height, that was
it was the height. And everybody was like, it just was one of those things that was socially acceptable. And now I think I have like a series two or three. Like, mine is old. I don't even use it anymore. I lost it forever. I just found it, and I used it for when I run to track my mile.
Love that.
That's the only time I use it now. And
I don't know what created the obsession.
That frenzy.
I don't understand. Like,
yeah, I don't either.
I don't know what it was, but like, everyone I talked to was obsessed. Whoever had one was obsessed with it. Like, if you were working out, your workout had to be recorded. But like, it was so funny. I had a friend, and she literally still does this. She records her workouts, and I was like, why do you record them? She's like, I don't even know, because her watch is so old, it doesn't even save to her app, but she still has to record it.
It's just a habit,
but it doesn't even go anywhere. So she's doing it, but it's literally poofing in thin air. Like, it's not even reporting anywhere. It's just like, yeah, I don't, once again, maybe it was a habit, like just something that we did, but man, people were obsessed.
I don't know how to help somebody not be obsessed anymore. I mean, I lost my watch. I think one day I just stopped wearing it. Like, I lost it. I didn't have battery, and then slowly got used to it. Cause I know that it doesn't, not that it doesn't matter, but it doesn't really
change anything.
Yeah, it didn't change anything.
If wearing your watch makes you go to the gym, then continue wearing it. But if you're going to the gym and you happen to be wearing your watch, take it off. Do it for a week.
Yeah, see how you feel.
See how you feel.
Yeah, if you are trying to like break that
habit. Yeah. The watch broke the habit for me, because it literally broke. So thank you, Apple Watch Series 1.
Isn't that so crazy? You get so obsessed over these.
It's so funny that you don't even realize what you're obsessed over until someone else says, like, I'm obsessed with this. You're like, I feel seen, me too.
Yeah, I just remember, like, I had that feeling. I'm like, man, this doesn't count. I'm not getting it. But I never looked at what it did. I just would hit record. I didn't know it.
I'm not analyzing the data.
You said that it sent to her phone. I'm like, I didn't even know that this sent to my phone.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I think it was because it helped me complete my rings, so that's why I needed to.
I never completed my rings.
Oh, fair. So you were on like the obsession end. I was like a ring, like I needed it to
I love
be
that.
Completed every day.
Did you like limit your ring? Like, were you like 100 steps a day and 1 5-minute workout just so you could complete it?
No, I was at like the whatever it said that based off of my weight and height, which probably wasn't accurate anyways. I needed to hit
that. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Aww. Obsession girly. Here she is over here.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Of course. So I love being here always. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Go ahead and follow Paige. Go ahead and tell them where they can find you if they want to see more of you.
Yes. You can find me on socials at PaigeJohnston_fit. Bye.
There are a few more questions that I wanted to go over. And a big part of this had to also do with kind of the weekly update. So recently, a lot of you have been following my health journey recently. And we thought that I would need to have another surgery because it needed to correct some things that had gone wrong in the previous one from the ectopic. A lot of damage was done, but I just had that sonohistogram, which if you know what that is, you know what that is, but it went great and the results were normal from it, which is honestly kind of a miracle because initially they were going to try to take out my other fallopian tube during surgery since it had been so damaged, but It has healed. It is unblocked. Everything is fine. Everything else that's going on in my body and my system has healed. Everything looks great. And that is a miracle. That was fantastic news. I feel like I can finally start living now, living in the present, where before, always in the back of my mind, I'm wondering, what is my future going to look like? What is my health going to look like? What's going to happen? And honestly, just kind of scared of something else happening. Like when you have a traumatic or an emergency surgery, it just like does something to you. So now I feel like I can really be at ease, relax, and feel like I can fully move on. So that's a huge high from the week, is everything is fine. I do not need another surgery. And a lot of these questions were a little bit more personal. The first one is, do you feel like your body has changed after my loss? And the answer is yes. Yes, yes, and yes. Even since the first loss earlier in last year, I've had two. The first one, my body had changed significantly. During the early stages of pregnancy, I feel like I gained a lot of weight. My chest had gotten huge and my hormones were just kind of all over the place. And then again, after loss, hormones coming back down, cycle is out of whack, lots of cramping, having that uterus shrink back down to size, extremely painful. I could not get out of bed for a week, almost 2 weeks. This pain was dragging in, and then mentally not doing well. Physically, also coming off of all of those changes that I had had. And again, physically, with the whole cycle that our body as a female goes through, has been so out of whack. After the second loss, my body again had gone through a lot of changes with becoming pregnant once again, having that spike in those hormones, and then having those drop again. My body has really, really been through it. And adding on top of that surgery and trauma from the surgery and issues from the surgery. So yes, my body has changed a lot. I have felt a little bit more uncomfortable in my skin, especially because I also haven't been able to feel very well and healthy and like high energy for so long. My training has been a little bit more inconsistent. And you guys have heard me talk about, there's just a lot of things flying at me this past year. Darian was out of school at his faraway clinical sites a lot of times. So I was flying solo, dealing with this health, not having the support or help I really needed at the time. And that's due to nobody's fault. Like that is just the cards that were given and the timing of how everything worked out. But truly, yes, there have been a lot of changes in my body, and I feel like last month, January, was the first month that I was able to be consistent, feel better in my skin, feel better healthily. My digestive system is very slowly making a recovery. It has any abdomen surgery really kind of sets you back, and anything that has to do with the uterus always takes you a while to heal from. Even having this sonohistogram, I mean, I'm set back. I haven't been feeling well for the past couple days, obviously. If you look into what they do during that test, that procedure, you will understand why. But with all of that being said, I'm finally on the other side of things. I'm finally on the side of, I can now focus on myself, on my health, and fully heal, recover, feel like myself again, take that time and space to do that, which I am fully taking a lot of time to myself. That is what I need mentally, physically, emotionally, and everything right now. So there has been a lot going on behind the scenes. Another question, kind of regarding the same topic, is how did I get back to it after surgery? Someone has a surgery tomorrow. And I'm going to say, take your time. I will say the first 2 weeks where I got to sit on the couch and do nothing and feel guilt-free about actually healing and recovering was very, very healing for myself. I was able to take a step back and just kind of grieve, go through all of the feelings, all of the emotions, and just be taken care of. And I needed that time and space to not focus on anything else. So after that, I was able to get up and move around a little bit more after 2 weeks. But it wasn't until 4 to 6 weeks that I started doing any kind of movement and exercise. I was extremely lightheaded post-surgery. I did have a lot of blood loss, so I could hardly stand up and walk to the bathroom for a while. It took me about 2 months, I'd say 8 weeks, before I could fully go through a like stand up and walk around without getting dizzy or feeling like I was going to faint. So when it comes to exercises, I started with a lot of seated exercises. I would do body weight, or I would sit down and use very light dumbbells. Genuinely, the first couple days back to the gym was all body weight. It was me practicing standing up, sitting down, moving side to side, body weight lunges, like very stationary exercises to slowly get back into it. And then eventually I was able to do a little bit more free weights with dumbbells. And now it's been 4 months, maybe. Let's see, October, November, December, January. Yeah, only 4 months. Now I feel like I'm back at the barbells. My weights that I'm lifting are half of what I used to. Upper body day strength is returning a lot quicker than lower body. Again, with an abdomen surgery, it's very difficult. Any core work is still regaining those muscles and those strengths with the core. And leg days always take a lot more core effort. So with that being said, lower body days are harder. Getting my weight back up on those lifts are a little bit more challenging as opposed to upper body. But ultimately, hang in there. Give yourself a lot of time and grace to heal and recover from what you need to. And even if you're not going from surgery, even if you just need a couple days off, take it. Your body has muscle memory. It's going to be fine. And you'll be able to get back to where you were. It's going to take a lot of time and some effort, but it's all just part of the journey and part of our process. And if we let go of that expectation and that stress, we hold on so deeply with ourselves to this expectation that, oh, we need to have had lost no time. We need to continue to push forward. In the grand scheme of thing, if you look at the giant timeline of your life, you're going to realize you can't be at 100% every single day of every single year of your life. You're going to have some of those low points, and that's okay. It's okay to realize that that is part of your life, and how you handle that, how you deal with that, how you face that tells a lot about your character. Of, are you going to let that consume you and beat you down and not get back up from that? Or are you going to take your time, rest, do what you need to recover? And when you're ready, when you're feeling strong enough, get back up and keep facing it. It's all part of the timeline and all part of the process. The next question is about protein. I would have loved to have answered this one with Paige, but we ran out of time. A lot of questions about how to get more protein, high protein recipes, how much protein do I eat? I feel like I try to eat about the same body weight that I have. I don't track anymore, but I have previously. And once you have tracked, you have a really good idea and understanding of what your body, one, needs and wants to eat. What do I feel the best with when eating? So that's how I structure what I eat. And portion sizes for protein. Like, it just is in the back of my head. I know this. I know it very well because I've been in the practice of this. If you're starting out, you can genuinely track for educational purposes if that is something you want. I always need 1,000 asterisks because I know that for some people this is very triggering. It can be consuming. It can be toxic. But if you're very interested in just learning about, hey, what am I kind of eating now? What are my eating habits? What am I typically consuming? That way you can get a visual where you might think, oh, I'm eating 120 grams of protein, but you realize, oh, I'm really only getting 75 grams. Okay, well, how can I make up for that? Where can I add more protein in on the day-to-day? So that can be something that can be very helpful if you're using it as a tool and as an analytic. Try not to get so consumed by that and just do it for a time, just to have an idea of, you know, this much chicken is 50 grams of protein. Great. Now I know I can about eyeball that so that each dinner I know how much protein I'm having, and it just kind of sits in the back of your head for a while. I think that's a very helpful tip that I always did. I definitely tracked, and every once in a while, it's actually so nice to track. I have not done it in probably over a year, but just to see where I'm at, a typical day of eating. And it's always nice to adjust, like, oh man, I'm really low on protein. Let's find some new ways to incorporate that, or et cetera. A few tips for higher protein food items with a little bit less calories. The first example is going to be egg whites. And this is such a game changer if you're trying to get really serious. Now, does this mean that you can never, ever have eggs again? No. This means if you're in that phase of your life, you're trying to have a little bit more of a shred, you're trying to cut a little bit more, this is going to be a 4 week, a 6 week, 8 weeks process for you where you initially are going to, again, reverse diet, slowly increase your calories at the end. Like, this is not end all be all. This is not saying you can never have eggs. If this is that phase with all of those many disclaimers and asterisks, because you've got to understand that even though I'm saying, hey, egg whites is a great substitute for whole eggs, not in all cases. This is specific for if you're looking for a higher protein with a lower calorie intake. This is a great way to do that. For example, normal eggs, if you're doing a whole cup of eggs, it's going to be 22 grams of protein with 326 calories, something like that, versus 125 calories for a whole cup of egg whites with 26 grams of protein. So you're getting a little bit more protein, you're getting about half the calories, and you're still getting the same volume of food, right? A cup of eggs is a cup of eggs. Things that you can do to spice that up, since the yolk is kind of that fattier part, it kind of tastes a little bit better. I love to add spinach and tomatoes and fresh basil to my egg scrambles. That also helps me get what? My vegetables in. Anything to get the vegetables in to help with my digestive system, get those micronutrients. So that is a fantastic thing that I love to eat for breakfast. You heard me talk about that with Paige. Fantastic way. If you're trying to look for something, you can make any kind of, you know, egg white scramble, kind of get on that kick. If you're looking for a deficit, something to mix it up a little bit. But again, I still will have like one egg with a couple egg whites, or sometimes I'll have two whole eggs. It's a mix up. I'm not in a serious cut or deficit phase, but if I'm ever looking to really just have a little more protein, that's a great way to do that. Another option is going to be Greek yogurt. Seriously, you can get Okios Pro, and that little cup, that one cup, is it a cup or is it half a cup of yogurt, has 20 grams of protein. That's fantastic, and it doesn't have any fat, and it's great. That's a fantastic way to get more protein. And tuna. I know that is a hit or miss. That is such an affordable protein option. Those cans have anywhere between 22 to 36 grams of protein. Put that on a nice cracker, put that on some cucumber, add some spicy mayo. You're going to be so happy. And I can just tell when I eat protein, especially meat. I know that's not for everybody. I know that is a sensitive topic, but I can tell that my body needs that. It is this feeling of, okay, I have what I need to, my body has what it needs to properly function, especially with iron and everything. I just feel great. That is for me. That is for my body. But those are kind of three great high protein options that you can add in to your mix. There are a few questions about supplements, what I take and why I take them. I feel like this is quite a frequent conversation. I take a probiotic. Again, that is to really help aid in my digestion, especially post-surgery. On days and weeks that I'm really struggling, I also like to have greens. It's Yukon Beam. This was a great entryway for me to get back into having my daily greens, because my nutrition after surgery was really hard. Mixing up a little bit of a drink was fantastic. Love Beam's greens. They are the best tasting greens. So that is a little bit more occasional, the greens. For pre-workout, there's three options. There's a normal pre-workout that has caffeine, so it's stimulant. There is a stimulant-free pre-workout that Beam makes that I occasionally take for a PM workout. And then there is Pump. I was able to partner with Beam on creating that new product, Pump. Pump is a vasodilator, so that means it allows more blood flow to go to your muscles while you're training. Really helps optimize that. One, you're getting a great visual pump. It's helping with endurance. It's helping with efficiency, optimization when you are working out. I love a good pump product, and it is stimulant free. So that means no caffeine. Also does not have beta alanine, and beta alanine is that ingredient that can make you be jittery or itchy, tingly, those kind of vibes. Beam's pre-workout and stim free pre-workout do have beta alanine in it. So I normally will take about half a scoop to 3/4 of a scoop for both of those. I love their flavors for everything across the board. It is fantastic. And Yukon Beam also has the best vegan protein. I have tried so many, and their vegan protein is so freaking good. So again, their protein is about 25 grams of protein. I think it's, I don't know, anywhere between 100 to 150 calories a scoop. Again, I'm not super calorie focused, but if that helps you, great. Protein really helps with muscle growth and recovery. I love to always prioritize whole foods first, but it is a supplement, so it is nice to add that in there on those days where it might be a little bit low. Let me throw it into a smoothie, let me throw it into a shake, and we're going to be good and covered, and it's just that extra oomph of protein. For pre-workout, again, I love to have energy, focus in the gym, help me get through my really heavy workouts, get me focused, get me dialed in, and optimize my training. That way I'm getting the most out of my workouts. It helps push me. So love those pre-workout products. Also, creatine, fantastic for, this is actually the most studied supplement, I feel like, on the market. And the monohydrate is the way to go. It is, you just take 5 grams a day. This can really help with muscle growth, muscle recovery, endurance, I love the unflavored, so I can just mix it in with my pre-workout. Beam does have a like tangy orange flavor that is so good. It's like orange juice. Love to take that as well. I feel like that is all the supplements I take. I mean, do take like a multivitamin sometimes. I really don't take it as much as I should, but believe that's all I take. Another question is, how often do you take rest days? This person is trying to not feel guilty for taking them, and I want to scream this to every single living soul. No, I guess scream is really aggressive. I don't mean to scream, but I want to say this so that everybody can hear. It's okay to take rest days. Rest days are so normal. They are so needed. I take at least 2 and sometimes 3 rest days a week. So that means that I'm working out 4 to maybe 5 days a week when it comes to training. Your body needs and wants that time for recovery. That is how you're going to be able to get better and stronger, is taking that step back and taking that time to recover. Do not feel guilty about it. Enjoy it. You can even do active recovery, like if you really want to walk, if you're trying to like ease into that. But on my rest days, like on Sunday when I literally don't do anything but spend time with family, I'm chilling. I'm not worried about going to the gym or walking or anything. I'm just living my normal active life. You know, naturally we might go for a walk with Vinny or ride bikes or something like that, but it's something that you really don't need to feel guilty about. So I hope if you are struggling with that, you can find a place and realize how even scientifically proven it is, how important your rest days are, recovery is, you need it, and don't feel guilty about it. I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. I'm going to wrap up the questions there. I would love to do more Q&As if you guys are kind of interested in this. I actually love this. That way I'm able to make sure I'm talking about topics and answering things that you guys really want to hear and know. So let me know on the podcast Instagram, funandgains.podcast, if you like this kind of episode and want to do more. I hope I was able to answer enough questions for you today. And it was so fun to have Paige on. Again, we just had such a good time. Would have loved to have her on for the entire time, but I still wanted to answer a couple more questions at the end here. Hope you guys loved today's episode. I hope you have the best week. If you're going through a tough time, keep going. Brighter days are ahead. I am cheering for you. I'm thinking of you. And if you're going to Lift Miami, I cannot wait to see you, hug you, squeeze you, and hang with you. I am so stoked about Lift Miami. If you ever shop Gymshark or Beam, you already know, use code Brit. And with that being said, I'll talk to you all next week for some more fun and gains. Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Gains podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton. Thank you for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Make sure you come back next week for some more fun and gains.
Bye, I love you. Fun and Gains for me. Bye. Make sure to call this.
Bye. America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.